Blog Talk Radio.
Why be afraid if I'm not alone? Life is never easy, rest is unknown. Up to now, for me, it's been hands against all.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program, Channel Panel. Today is December 9th, 2015, and what a special program we have tonight with all of you listening live and in the archives and all of our galactic family tuning in from all the dimensions. Welcome, everyone. For those of you who are not receiving our New Earth Times newsletter and would like to, we had a special edition come out just today with a wonderful message from our dear brother Sananda. There's magic in the air. It was a beautiful message. So if you're not receiving those in your email, please go to our website, whoneedslight.org, and hit the sign up button at the top of the page and give us your email. And you'll get our letters from the Company of Heaven and our boots on the ground in your email box hot off the press. You can also find our messages posted on our Facebook page, Who Needs Light? I'm Meg, your co-host for this evening, and my Facebook page is Wisdom Within - Meg Davis, where I talk about alternative health adventures during this time of our ascension. And if you have any questions, you can post a message to me personally there. And with that, we'll welcome our wonderful hosts, Catherine and Christine.
Hi, Meg. Uh-oh, I heard a glitch in the sound just then.
Well, I hear you good. Do you hear me okay?
I can hear you now, yeah.
Okay, good.
We had a little trouble with Blog Talk earlier today, so I'm hoping everything will go well. Our internet is pretty slow. But we'll just keep our fingers crossed and keep right on rolling, and things should be fine. So here's Christine to say hi. She's right here beside me.
Oh, hello, everyone. So excited for this evening. We're getting the shivers right now as all the masters come forward. We love you.
I was just saying, well, how do you feel, Christine? Do you feel up to channeling? And who do you suppose should channel Ashtar? And I got a big whoosh. I went, oh, okay. Hi, Ashtar. So
we've got a big family tonight. Oh, we're so glad.
And they have a lot to say, but they said they were going to keep their channelings a little short tonight. And we're going to run right through this beautiful presentation from all of them. The first, Ashtar is going to come with a frequency report, and I'm going to give our little frequency report from here. Oh boy, if your ears are not ringing, boy, are you fortunate, because we've been hearing it all. It just keeps getting worse. This was the worst day ever, and yesterday was the worst day ever before that. So things have really heated up. So I'm hoping Ashtar will tell us something about that. But we did get an interesting little news flash, and that was that I, this afternoon, said out loud in the kitchen, why would anybody want to do this? Why would anybody want to make people suffer and make our ears hurt? It ridiculous. You don't have to do this. And I said to the ones sending the frequencies, well, you know, you can leave anytime you want. You don't have to keep this terrible job sitting at that miserable desk torturing people. You can just call on mother and father and you can leave. And Christine said she saw loads of them just running for the door. Because I described to them, you will be, you know about cloaking. Ashtar will cloak you and you'll be escorted out and they'll never even know you left. And you'll be taken to safety by our team on the ground. And they started leaving in droves. So apparently this was a whole new group that had been recruited to do this because everybody else was leaving. So we now just had another big exodus from the stations where the frequencies are being sent out. So that is really good news. Many, many of the cabal minions came to the light today.
Oh,
so,
wonderful.
Yeah, So now I can't imagine who's still running these programs except the angry old men who really do want to torture people, and they're just not going to be allowed to stay. So we are winding down. So I'm sure Ashtar will give us some details and tell us more about this frequency program, but I just wanted to tell all of you it was a difficult day and an exciting time, which is almost always the combination around here. I got out of my chair earlier today and said to Christine, oh, I feel so droopy. And she said, I can't wait to be as droopy as you are. She has just been flat out sick to her stomach. But of course, we know it's not. This is not to feel sorry for anyone, except that I, of course, feel sorry that she's sick all the time. But she's soldiering on. She's just she's doing a march in her chair and recording everything and keeping track of what's happening and talking with the Company of Heaven all day long about this. So it's good. And the fact that the frequencies are turning up is really a hopeful, very hopeful sign because they are desperate. So I'm not going to say any more about it. Let's see what Ashtar has to say. So why don't you, Meg, why don't you give a little preview of who's coming tonight? And because you've seen the blurb, I think.
You want me to say a little bit about the blurb?
Yeah.
Okay.
So people who haven't, you know, who may be listening on the phone or who are new might not know about who's coming and what it's about.
Good. Oh, this is a really fun program tonight with our family. So as Catherine said, we're going to have our dear brother Ashtar come and give our frequency report. And he's going to give us a hint about the really fun stuff behind the frequency wall. So that's going to be great to hear. And our dear brother Michael will come, Archangel Michael. And he gave us a quote, as the walls of the matrix come tumbling down, you will feel awe and pure joy. Your delusionary state of isolation and separation is about to end. Well, that's about the best news I've heard in the millennia. So thank you, Michael. We look forward to that. And our brother, Saint Germain, oh, we're so glad he's here, is going to be coming and talking about the new way we're going to be looking at resources and how we're going to be using this to amplify our creative abilities and how the resources are really going to be unlimited, a new way to think about this and our own creative endeavors. Oh, that's going to be fun. And our beloved mother will be here, and she's going to be talking about comfort and giving us a new way to think about comfort and how we can bring that quality and wrap it around us like a blanket. And at the end, this looks really interesting. At mother and father's request, Sananda and Catherine will read a highly light encoded message from Mother and Father God through them. And this message will be designed to unlock joy at this current energetic gateway. Oh, that sounds very exciting. So that's what we've got going tonight, and I think we'll start with our beloved Ashtar. So whenever you're ready, Catherine.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll just get out of the way because Ashtar is excited to be here.
Wonderful. Well, we always love his enthusiastic energy. So welcome, Ashtar. We're so glad you're here.
Salute, brilliant family. Yes, it's I, Ashtar. And of course, I'm delighted to be here. Well, I told you I'd speak about the frequencies. I'm sure everyone's tired of feeling it, hearing about it, thinking about it, wishes it would end, and I assure you, we are ready and prepared to end this project, to relieve you of this awful burden it has been to everyone on the planet. But I want you to know before this all ends that you, beloved light workers, are the ones who have been witnessing and understanding this whole project. And that is a very crucial part. We needed a certain number, a certain, not numbers as in 1, 2, 3, but a certain energy of knowing from many of you, because this must be recorded and documented from your side. That's part of our contract. Everything we do must come from you. And so you are the ones truly who are leading the charge in this shift that is moving along. I know it feels slow to you, and the fact that the frequencies are increasing must feel especially frustrating to you, because unless you really could see what we see, you would think it was getting worse, but it is just the opposite, beloved ones. I can tell you, the cabal is not only desperate, but dwindling to such a degree that the ones Catherine just called the angry old men truly are the ones who are now sitting at the desks doing the work of their minions. They are belligerent. I'll say that for them. They seem to refuse to understand that their time is over and to negotiate with dignity. And their time is truly at an end. Mother and Father are not going to wait forever, but there are many things happening right now. It's not only the frequencies that are going to come to an end. It's all the other programs that are being created behind the scenes, put in place, and carefully monitored so that when your blessings arrive, it's going to come like, well, a tsunami would not be a good thing, but a tsunami of love and delight and fun and celebration is what you're going to experience. Now, my question was, do you know what's behind these frequencies? As Meg called it, the frequency wall. You see, you understand that the cabal designed this and created this program that was designed really to torture and maim and eventually kill everyone on the planet. Now, it may seem to you as if we're just letting you be bombarded, but nothing could be further from the truth, beloved brothers and sisters. What you are hearing is only a small percentage of what they're actually putting out, because we, the Galactic Federation, are buffering the frequencies that are being put out across the planet to allow you to not be experiencing your ears bleeding, your heart stopping, strokes, madness, and all the other nefarious things they had in mind for the people of planet Earth. It is truly a sadistic program. They wanted to make people suffer. And these frequencies were designed to interfere with you in all of your bodies, emotional, physical, spiritual, all the way up through to your higher dimensional bodies. And it is not working. We would not permit that. So what you are hearing is a sampling of what they're putting out. We want you to know it, because we want everyone to understand what this really was, so that when it ends, you will know what it is you have ended. It's terribly important. I'm sorry that it has to be unpleasant for you, but it's terribly important that you, the leaders in this great change that is happening on Earth, it's so important that you understand what was actually going on your planet. Because, as you have noticed, there are very few who really appreciate the extent of how much power the cabal had been, well, I was going to say had been given, perhaps it's better to say how much they had usurped. But of course, there is no one to blame. There is no way to really explain in one simple paragraph how the cabal came to so much power. But I can tell you that the behavior of everyone on the ground unintentionally encouraged their power, unintentionally encouraged them to creep further and further into every facet of your daily lives. And as they did that, you would get used to it. You would learn to tolerate it, to try to work around it. And the worse it got, the worse it got. Now, there are very few on the planet who truly know the truth of it. Many of you, if you went, you know, to your family's dinner and said, I want to explain to you all the things that the Anunnaki and the Cabal engineered that have affected us in our daily lives, they would, many of them, either laugh you out of the room or ridicule or mock you, call you a conspiracy theorist or whatever. So this is why it's so important that a large percentage of you be truly aware and cognizant of what the real history of your planet is, so that as we fix it together, you will have a real appreciation of what you're doing. Now, we understand you can't see across to what we're contributing and how we're using what you're doing to bring about the end of these programs. But you will know soon. And you will each understand more deeply what your courageous part in all of this has been. For now, we can only tell you we are so admiring and so in awe of your determination and your will to remain steady, to move forward, to keep on keeping on. And so many of you without really knowing what your mission is. Still, you perform it with grace and beauty, and we love you so for it. Now, my question, what do you think is behind all of this? Now, I don't mean the ones pulling the strings. I mean, once the walls of the matrix drop, once the cabal is either gone to the light or taken away in handcuffs, once it all crumbles and the dust settles, what will you see? Of course you will see us. Of course you will see the beautiful light of our great central sun. And you know who's behind that. So I'm not going to describe it to you. I'm going to let you see it yourselves. When the new day dawns, you will see and feel, taste, smell, deeply experience the love of Mother and Father. You will know that we're all with you. As the veil lifts, you are going to be astonished to see how close we are, how much we love you, and how connected we have all been all along. So I say to you, beloved ones, raise your eyes to the skies. You will be seeing more and more of our ships. You will be feeling, besides these annoying and shrill and penetrating sounds that are the frequency program, you will hear interwoven with it a different frequency, one that is increasing day by day. It is harmonious. It is uplifting. It is the light increasing on planet Earth. Our mother and father are truly coming to help you. Of course, they've been there all along, but this is the time when they can increase the dispensations that allow you to get more help. They can increase the light, the beautiful loving energies that they send to you. We feel it too, and we celebrate. Yes, it truly is a new day dawning. And we are here with you, celebrating, embracing you, enjoying the new sound that is harmony, that is love, that is the essence of higher vibration, higher dimensions. It is their gift to you, beloved brothers and sisters. We suggest that you drink it in because it is the antidote to all the darkness you've felt, all the suffering you've been through, and it is also the antidote to these frequencies you've been hearing. And you know, in the end, as we have always said, this story ends in glory. Open your hearts and feel the new energies coming through. And you will feel it all the way to your toes. This is the time to celebrate, to join with us in joy and laughter. Yes, we are. We are ready to jump up and down and hug you. We are so excited. It is happening, dear brothers and sisters. I now will pass the talking stick back to Meg and say to you, salud, brothers and sisters, namaste. I am your brother, Ashtar, at your service.
Ashtar, thank you. It's true what he says. At the same time, the worst headache I've had today, and the frequencies are just shrilling. But at the same time, there is this other, much more powerful feeling that is increasing. And it is the complete antidote. I mean, yes, this runs in the background, but the laughter and the joy so outweighs it that it is just easier and easier to put behind. And the sun, if it could get any brighter, it would blow us away. I can't imagine how big the sun can get. It looks like it doubles every day. I know everybody listening has seen this. It's just so huge and bright. So it is literally a light show.
Okay, well, we have fun ahead. Our next guest is Archangel Michael and Christine, with Christine. So I'm going to turn the phone over to Christine now and let Archangel Michael bring us his latest gift.
Hey, everybody. Yes, it's Christine, and I woke up this morning to what I thought was a bee buzzing above the bed. And I thought, what is that? First of all, I'd only had 3 hours of sleep, which is pretty good for lately. A three-hour run is like, woohoo! I might actually not cry first thing in the morning. Followed, of course, by our everyday laughs. It's just been, as Meg says, the frequencies are full on, and many of us, as Michael has explained to me today, are both transmuting and releasing up and out the heavy energies of Earth while receiving, bringing in, and grounding the most intensely beautiful, bright, light encoded, gorgeous energies to come since the last golden age. And even these energies are special in a new way. So imagine all of that leaving you all at once and all the rest of it entering you all at once, going both ways, full bore, and you'll understand why your days may feel a little bit like they do. So I woke up to a bee, and I first thought, well, how did this bee get in here? And what? There's a bee? And then I was like, is it a honeybee? And I was half asleep, half awake. Well, it turns out it was just I don't know how. But it was a fun wake up from Michael. So he's here, and I'll let him take it away.
I just have to add with his bee impersonation.
Yes.
And, oh, yes, his bee suit.
What else? How could we imagine anything else? Okay. So here is Michael. Oh, hello, precious family. Yes, it is I, your brother, Archangel Michael, known to you as Michael. Known to you as Hey Bro. And I just always, as you know by now, have to take a moment. Everybody lean forward towards me, towards each other. Reach out your arms, your hands, your hearts. Let's all take a deep breath and lean forward towards each other, embracing each other. What days of chaos and joy and duty and mission and accomplishment are we all experiencing together in such a way that it makes a veil irrelevant? We are all working full out together at this point. You know it. And so there is no veil to speak of when you there and we so-called here are all working with all our heart and soul to accomplish our shared goal of peace on earth. I confess, the B trick was to help Christine to laugh as she woke up after only a few hours of sleep. There's a lot of "we're going to sleep someday" jokes going on around the house these days, as I know there might be around your house too. And then again, some of you just can't do anything but sleep, and that's great too. It's all perfect. What I wanted to share with you this morning has very much to do with the bees. I want you to imagine this scenario because it is exactly what you have been through. Imagine you are a little bee, a honey bee. And the thing is you don't really know about the hive. You haven't seen all the bees and the hive. You have your small, perhaps tiny family of bees, maybe a coworker or two that you pass occasionally. But pretty much you feel like you are alone as a honeybee. Now, inside of you is this very clear impulse. Much more than that even. It's a drive, it's a desire, it's a mission. And your mission is make a gallon of honey. You're not even sure what a gallon is. You're not even sure where it's being made. You're not even sure how far along you ever are in making this gallon of honey. But you are clear inside about your mission, that it is to make honey. So you muster up all your bee effort and you go out day after day. Now some of you go to the far, far fields where the exotic flowers are and you gather the most rare and precious pollen to bring back to add incredible special variety and quality to the honey. Some of you go out into the wide, wide known meadow that is beautiful and contains endless flowers that are what is used to make the bulk of the main honey. Some of you have other jobs as well. Okay, now keep remembering that you don't really know about the other bees in this situation, but you are clear that you are to make honey. So you gather up pollen, you head back. Now, what happens is you go out day after day and pretty soon you feel like, well, wait a minute, how is it that I'm even making this honey? How far along am I? Where? How much of the gallon have we accomplished? Is anybody else doing this? And then it goes on and pretty soon you say, is honey even real? How do I know I'm supposed to make honey? And you even start to question what it is you're doing. Well, I get this pollen. How do I know I got the right pollen? And how do I know that this honey is going to amount to anything? This is exactly what you have been feeling and doing for so long. Now, you've heard this mythical legend that there is a queen bee, but you've never seen her. And you don't even hardly know if you want to believe that when you're not even sure about your own honey making. So you've even heard that there are those that help the queen flourish and move, and you don't know about those jobs. You can't verify that. You can't even verify your own honey situation. So finally, and this is the precipice you are all on, it will be as though suddenly the entire hive becomes clear to you. You can see every bee and their mighty bee hearts full out making honey, taking care of the queen. You can see the queen moving the hive, taking care of every part of being a bee. And you can see everyone has been not only working as hard as you, but has been feeling just like you, a loner bee, somewhere deep in your heart. This has been the experience of Earth. Now imagine the day of suddenly being able to see all the bees and know you weren't alone. And not only is honey real, but the entire gallon of honey is 100 gallons have been made, and they're all brimming over the top. There is nothing but honey forever. Yes, this is the eve that you await, but not in waiting. You continue to do your job valiantly. And any moment, not only will you see the other bees, not only will you realize honey is real, not only will you see that mother and father have always been by you, holding you, loving you, and as much honey as you could possibly produce, they have infinitely duplicated it and poured it all back onto you in the form of love. Hang on. Hang in. Keep going. Survive. Thrive. You have made it. You are the precious honeybee. Your mission is real. It is already accomplished. And we love you. That's really all I have for you tonight, dear family. I leave you with hugs and kisses. I am your Michael.
Thank you, Michael. Bee effort.
That's my favorite.
All our bee effort.
Uh-huh. We all like bees.
Thank you.
How do you know in your little bee heart that you have an important mission and you have to accomplish it? That's how I feel a lot of the time. Oh, what a great analogy. Thank you, Michael. Okay, well, we have Saint Germain, and then Mother, and then Sananda and I. So I'm going to channel Saint Germain and Mother and Sananda just for now. Pretty soon you're going to be channeling too, Meg. I feel it coming. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Christine will be up and at it very soon so she can do more. But that was great. That was plenty. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here comes Saint Germain. And he's got a big smile on his face, too. Okay, so I'm going to step back and let Saint Germain talk to you.
All right, wonderful. Welcome, dear brother, Saint Germain and Damos. Welcome.
Hello, Meg, and hello, everyone. Yes, it's I. You call me Saint Germain. You know, I wasn't sainted by the church. That was actually my incarnated name when I was here on Earth. And I use it because it's what people associate with this prosperity program. It's my work when I came here to incarnate on Earth to prepare for these days. So I've been at this for a long time, you know. I've been incarnating, and as many of you know, I did ascend. But I have been at this for thousands of years now. And part of my job was to establish the hidden stores, the great treasures, the mountains filled with unbelievable amounts of precious stones and gold stores and so on. Now I'm telling you this just to whet your appetite a little bit about what's really going to be available to you. You know, most of you are so used to thinking about what you have available and how you're going to allocate it and what tools and supplies you will have to do the project that you're trying to accomplish. You have to, at home, you have to have a budget. You have to keep track of everything you spend. You have to think about what's left for the week or for the month. And will you be able to make that Thanksgiving turkey or that Christmas goose? Because, you know, you've already bought a lot of presents and you have to be careful about spending all the way down through your savings. And you know exactly how much that is because you have to keep track of it all the time and put your pennies together and save them. And it's been an arduous job keeping track of every bit of what you have available. You have to keep track of what's in the refrigerator so you don't waste anything. You have to watch the gasoline gauge on your car so you don't run out of gas, and you have to remember not to spend too much on something else so that you'll have enough gas money to take that trip you want to go on, and so on. It's such a part of your life that you don't even notice how much time and energy you've had to dedicate to just keeping track of your resources and trying to figure out how are you going to accomplish what you want. How are you going to build what you want to build, given that there's only enough to do half of it? How are you going to build the wonderful new dream house that you envision in your mind because you only have enough to build half of it? Well, those days, my dear friends, are at an end. Not only are you going to experience abundance and prosperity, but you're going to experience it in an entirely new way. Now, you'll have to expand your minds. You'll have to open your hearts for this one because it will mean a complete change in everything you've done. You will no longer have to measure your resources, beloved ones, because there will be endless resources. There will be no limit to the tools and materials and potential for what you can build, what you can create. You know, even for artists, some of the best artists that have ever come to Earth have had to decide sometimes whether they want to buy paints or eat, or they have to decide they can't get that gorgeous blue they really wanted. They have to get something less potent, less beautiful because they can't afford that one. And so their creation is not what they saw in their hearts and in their mind's eye. It may be beautiful, it may be exquisite, but it's not what they really wanted to create. That, beloved ones, will never happen again on planet Earth. What you dream of, what you wish to create, will be, all the resources will be available to you so that you won't even have to think of it in terms of resources anymore. Now, this is a tremendous shift. Imagine thinking about what you wish to will be your major activity. That will be your focus. What do I want? What do I want to contribute? Catherine was driving today in the car, and we check in on her frequently. She heard a program on public radio that was a counselor, a job training sort of person, and a man called in and he said, I have a job, I'm 66, and I have a job, and I'm very grateful to have a job, but I have to think of it that my job is what gives me life. And I always wanted to do other things, like walk in the woods and dance the polka, but I can't take time off from work to do that. I have to go to this job, and my wife is sick, and I have to have the resources to take care of her. I would love to be able to quit the job because there's so many other things I want to do, but I don't know how. I don't know what to do. And our hearts went out because there are so many of you who've had to choose between living in the house that you have called home or being able to retire. Feeling secure, somewhat, in your financial state, or risk everything to do what you really want in your hearts. Those choices, beloved ones, will never, never again even have to cross your mind. Now, we can expect that it's going to be quite a shock to you to learn that you don't have to count anything. You don't have to add up columns of figures about what you've spent, whether it's money or the stockpile of supplies or anything else of that kind, because it will be unlimited. And I'm not only talking about the ones who have invested in our revaluation of currencies. That will be the first almost momentary wave, because what comes behind it is going to be such a surprise to all of you that you won't even believe how fabulous it is and how lucky you all feel. Nothing will ever be the same again. Now, you're getting the idea, aren't you? You're beginning to look out across the landscape and say, oh, well, what about the accountants? We're not going to need them? Well, what'll they do to live? You see, you went right from the resources are not enough. Those people who no longer have that job will be out on the street. No, beloved ones, no. No. You will be able to choose what you want to do, because no one will want for anything. No one will ever have to go hungry again. What you have called the inner cities, where poverty, was grinding people down to frustration and anger and gnarliness. Nothing like that. The places that were poor will begin to thrive. And you will see the most beautiful things happening. In the initial stages, you'll see the beautiful buildings that had become dilapidated or left to fall down will be given a new face, and people will find beautiful housing everywhere. No one will have to live in rat-infested, poor, and broken-down places. As the frequencies rise, and as the sun flows across your beautiful planet, everything will come into bloom. Everything you can imagine will pour forth like the honey that Michael described. There is more honey than everyone on the planet could ever consume. There is more love between and amongst these communities of bees and people and animals more than you could ever have imagined. Open your hearts and your minds, dear ones. You don't have to be an accountant any longer. Or as people sometimes use that tongue-in-cheek description of people who keep track of financial things as bean counters. You no longer have to be a bean counter. There will be no more use for bean counters. In fact, you'll be counting much more than beans, I assure you. There is a banquet ahead, a celebration that will not just be one grand party. The celebration will go on forever. I invite you, beloved brothers and sisters, come to the first night party, the first day celebration, and then continue for the rest of your lives to enjoy, celebrate together. For we are, all of us, just now opening the window, looking out at the beautiful sunrise, and we will envision this and live it together in great love and companionship and friendship. Oh, it is a beautiful sight. So I leave you with that image, dear friends. Hold it in your hearts. Feel it in your eyes. There. You see, joy fills every part of you. You can feel joy in your eyes, just as you feel it in your heart. That's it. Now we see it together. All right. Until we speak again, now you know you can call on me. You don't have to wait for the next radio show. Call on me anytime. I'll come and talk with you. I am your brother, Saint Germain. Namaste, everyone.
Thank you, Saint Germain. I actually Googled. I forgot I was on the air. when he told us to look in our eyes, and I could see it. I could feel the joy in my eyes, and I giggled. I was like, oh, sorry, I forgot. But I could see it. I could just feel the joy of, I felt like I melted at his words. Like every piece of tension, I could relate to everything he said. We all can.
Mm-hmm.
The bean counting, the checkbooks, the foregoing something, the can't get this, the all of it. And it felt like just snip, 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 snip. Like he was just taking the scissors and cutting every single thing that holds that intention and just dropped. All the muscles just went loose. It was marvelous. Thank you, Saint Germain.
Oh, my. He really covered a lot of ground in a short time there.
He did.
Okay. Well, Mother is going to come and talk about comfort. But I think we should sort of do a little preparation. Actually, Saint Germain started the, well, they all have, started the ball rolling so that everyone could really melt into this. To just, I mean, your image about cutting all the cords, all the threads that attach us to all these things that have always caused so much anxiety. You're a bee and you have a whole colony and you have lots of honey. You may be hearing frequencies, but behind it is an ocean of love. And no need to measure and count and think about the limits of what the limits that have held us back all our lives. We've been taught it's honorable to count, you know, to keep track, to not overdo. And here Saint Germain's telling us, overdo. It's good. That's what you're supposed to do. It's fun. So they're all reassuring us there is no danger. There is no want in our future, no limits, no lack, none of the common, everyday, familiar restrictions that we've been so used to. So, before Mother comes, let's just do a little quiet meditation. I think mine is going to be similar to what some of the folks have sent me in emails. Gratitude. If you allow gratitude to course through your veins, you can't possibly be unhappy. And it also starts a cascade effect in our bodies. It raises your endorphin levels. It creates such a sense of well-being and peace and ease. So light up your pillar of light. And, you know, every time you turn your attention to it, it lights up brighter. Light up the diamond in the center of your brain, in the center of your heart, and in your solar plexus. Send your beam downward into the earth, link directly into the center of Terra, and reach out and upward, and feel your connection to Mother and Father, and to the entire company of heaven. And when you do that, you can also feel your connection to all other beings. How exciting to be able to connect to absolutely everybody, to feel your filament of light shining up to the grid and then connecting with and interweaving with all the other filaments of light. What a joyful feeling of being together, being safe, being at ease with one another. And that beautiful feeling of being open and easy allows us to really feel the sense of gratitude that courses through your veins, that flows through your body with every breath. Oh, there. Now we have a really nice setting for Mother God to come. It's a wonderful welcome to her, too, to come to us in this quiet and joyful state where we can really hear her, really feel her energy. So now I'm going to let Mother God come through and speak to everyone. Hello, Mother.
Welcome, Mother.
Oh, my beautiful children. Oh, look at you. I see smiles on your faces. Not the big kind of smile where you think you have to greet me and look happy. Oh, the smiles I see are like little waves of pleasure moving across your faces. Of course I see your bodies, I feel your energy, and the beautiful pillar of light that you have just created together is magnificent. It's perfect. Thank you, all of you, for this beautiful greeting. I came to talk with you about comfort. You know, most of you have never really understood what deep comfort is. It's not your fault. How could you? You were too busy counting your beans, as Saint Germain was talking about. You were so preoccupied with the insecurities of life. You couldn't possibly have associated comfort with anything more than, say, a beautiful quilt on your bed or shoes that fit properly and allow you to walk a long distance. Clothes that didn't bind on your body. That's what you thought of as comfort. Oh, such a paltry sense of comfort you've been able to pull out from the moments of your difficult days. Now, breathe with me. For I want to teach you the frequency of comfort. You know, we've talked about this before, that everything has a frequency, a vibration, a special feel to it. And it is literally a frequency. Now, the energies we are sending you in these moments the frequency of comfort, because we wish to ease your sore bodies and your tired minds. These frequencies have caused great discomfort to you. We see that. We know. And so what we send to you is not just a pillow and a soft blanket. It is the essence of comfort, which is balance, peace of mind, and joy. It's a lovely combination of the gratitude that Catherine was just showing you, a sense of knowing that you are together, you are with us, you are safe, but it goes way beyond the kind of safety that you've yearned for. We need a new word for it. It is the embrace of mother and father. Knowing that we are always here. We always have our arms out to ease you into a state of comfort, ease, and grace. You know, when a mother feeds her baby, and the baby with a nice full tummy falls into a state of sleep. Sometimes a young baby will smile as they fall asleep. That is comfort. Knowing that you're completely joined with one who loves you. Well, you, my beloved ones, are joined with more than one who loves you. We're here with you, Father and I. We are delighted to send you these nurturing, soothing energies in this transition time where you've needed it so badly. We love nurturing you. We dote on you. We breathe our life into you. Now, there is no more safety than that. We love you now. We have loved you all your lifetimes. For most of you, that's thousands and thousands of lifetimes. Thousands of times we have opened our arms to you and welcomed you back. Every single time. You never have to search for us. You never have to worry. We are always here with you. Now breathe that sense of comfort. And then add to that the circles and circles of families and friends there in the third dimension and all the way up through the dimensions where you have known comfort, friendship, and delight. You see, the things that all of us have talked with you about today are about retraining yourself, reacclimating to joy, fun, peace, and comfort. No need to worry about whether you'll be warm enough in your house, whether your family will have enough of what they need. All those worries will just melt away. And the more quickly you learn that melting process, the more fun this transition is going to be for you and for all of us, for we delight in your joy. I embrace you. You can feel it, can't you? I reassure you by touching your heart. Yes, you feel it. That is my spark of energy, my gift to you, the sense of comfort. And I insist that you keep that within your heart, that you let it grow and blossom, and I will send much nourishment to help you grow that beautiful sense of comfort and ease, delight, and great pleasure. Life is made for pleasure, dear ones. And I don't just mean the base kinds of pleasures that you've known that always had kind of a desperate edge or a time-limited quality. No, this kind of comfort and pleasure goes on. You feel it as you go to sleep at night, and you will wake up in the morning, not with a bee buzzing around your nose, but with a sense of pleasure and comfort and ease. Of course, we joke with Michael because it is his way of helping his beloved Christine to feel comfort, to know that we're there. We send these kinds of messages to all of you. You only need to notice. We are there, sending you our greatest love. Oh, what a pleasure it is for us. We love sending you love. It is what we live for. And you'll see your lives, too, will become just a constant pleasure of loving and being of service to others and seeing everyone around you flourish. What could be more delightful? Put your hand on your heart, dear ones. Feel my presence there with you. I kiss your face. I smile on you. And I remind you, I love you always. I am your Mother God, and Father God is right here with me, enveloping you in his arms. We love you, everyone. We are your mother and father. Namaste, beloved children. Namaste.
Oh, mother.
Oh, I feel like she was rocking us.
I was too. Oh. Rocking back and forth.
Thank you, Catherine.
Well, thank you, Mother, and Father, and Saint Germain, and Ashtar, and Michael.
And Michael.
Oh, what fun. Well, I've been asked that Sananda and I read to you, and I'm going to let him introduce it. Because what they've asked is for us to read the message that Sananda brought me over the last day and a half we worked on it. And Mother and Father specifically came to tell us that this is a message from them, and Sananda is bringing it through, but they have encoded every word and every paragraph with a special message for all of us. So you may have read it, you may have even scanned it for meaning, but that's not the purpose of this message. This message is to bring you a deeper understanding, a deeper feeling of what the words are trying to transmit. So I'll let Sananda introduce it, and maybe he'll tell you something about what it's like to transmit messages from Mother and Father. And then I was told we are to say that we're going to read it together. That's the way we do most of our messages. We think about which words will fit what the meaning should be, and we go back and read it over, and we think about how to say these things so that everyone will be able to absorb the deepest possible meanings. So, this is Catherine, and I'm going to step aside and let Sananda come and talk to you, and then we will read the message together.
Very good. Welcome, dear brother Sananda.
Hello, Meg. Our lovely sister, you are becoming so skillful at managing these radio shows. I want to thank you. It's such a pleasure to hear your responses, because you have such a way of capturing the feeling that is in the group and expressing it. And it makes it even more delightful for us. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, yes, this was a very special message from Mother and Father. I talked about it with them at length. You know, our way of talking is a little more immediate and direct than what you might think of as a board meeting. But it has the same sense of weight and importance. When they ask for a message to be carried through to all of you from them, using our voices, and this is why they wanted us to tell you, it's that Catherine and I will read it, and we are transmitting it from Mother and Father. They want you to know, this is how we all work. This is how we are. Mother and Father are a part of us. They are our reason for doing this work. We join with them always. But they wanted you to know in this very special way that this message is a gift from them. And they've asked us to read it to you because you're familiar with us, you know us, and you're beginning to learn to work with Mother and Father just as we do. So this is the message that Mother and Father asked me to bring to Catherine, to give to all of you. And I offer it to you with love, with great excitement for the times that are ahead for all of us. We called this message, "There's Magic in the Air." You can feel it, can't you? It's Mother and Father's energy. It is the energy of change. Well, I'll read the message and you decide what you think. 'Twas the night before Christmas, or however you think about the coming prosperity, and all across the world, people were laughing and dancing and sharing their blessings. Picture it in your mind's eye, dear brothers and sisters. You know a new day is coming, and you know it is now. You have prepared yourself for months or even years for this mythical time when abundance will begin to spread across the globe in such a dramatic way that nothing will ever be the same again. Yes, there is magic in the air. Feel the breathless expectation, the sense of excitement and anticipation of something inexplicably wonderful just there in front of us. I know it because I have the vision of higher dimensions to allow me to see the events just ahead of us with certainty, and the ones just in front of that with confidence. And so on. We do know our time has come, and the shift of the ages for planet Earth is upon us. Now it is my job, for I am one who has been here with you the whole way, to show you these images, these feelings, these deep understandings that will allow you to come with me, join me, as we walk together into the new Earth day. The next section is called Seeing Into Our Brilliant Future Together. Look with me through the window of time and space into the moments just ahead, a breath away, if you will allow it. You must let go of all the old fears and the tendency to put conditions on every moment. Those times when you say, "If you are Jesus, prove it to me." I have no reluctance about proving things to you, but you must be fully awake and in synchrony with the higher vibration of love for you to perceive what I show you now. We are here together in the new land. You have within you the spirit of freedom, of adventure and exploration. You have journeyed with me before, across deserts, over stormy seas, over mountains and prairies, and we have persevered, always in search of a brighter place, a new life. It will be ours now, finally. We will truly create the promised land we longed for in former lifetimes. For we know now what we must do. We must join our individual minds, hearts, and will. And we must do it in harmony with one another. Our visions must merge as one thought, one heart. And we must not falter or stop to question. There is no more time for doubt or any of the old negatives. Now is the time to throw ourselves wholeheartedly into the creation of our new life on Earth, the paradise our beloved Terra was created for. You have lived through lifetimes of valor and great passion. You have been eliminated, as I was, because of your belief in love and light. It doesn't matter now what we call that. We were always searching for the highest light, the greatest good, and the fulfillment of our true destiny. That time has come, beloved brothers and sisters. We are the light of the world, and we will walk gently, happily, with our growing delight in companionship and camaraderie. Ours is the way of peace, joy, compassion, and love. We no longer have to fight for what we stand for Mother and Father God are here by our sides, blessing our mission and filling our hearts with honey love. Let the children scatter our path with rose petals. Our battles are won. This is truly a new day because we've risen above the darkness. The time of conflict and evil on planet Earth is ended. Look with me across the landscape of our future together. Let your eyes open with wonder and gratitude as you gaze upon the delights we envision together. Here is just a sample of the wonders ahead for us. New technologies will produce unlimited clean energy, and you will never again see a spewing smokestack or need to fear the devastating health effects of a life exposed to toxic fumes, effluents that poison your water and air, and endanger your children's health and normal development. You and your grandchildren will once again drink joyfully from any river or stream, bathe in the clean and pure lakes, and swim in the gentle seas with dolphins and whales as your companions. Extreme weather events that have been mostly a response to man-made interventions, combined with Terra's inexorable response to turbulent human emotions, will ease. As human interventions are disallowed and human emotions are finally allowed to evolve toward a state of peace, harmony, and cooperation with one another. Terra and the Agarthans are with us. Terra is working with us every moment to mediate, mollify, and ease the stresses placed upon her by the constant attacks humankind has subjected her to for millennia. She too is thrilled to join with her human family finally, to move together into a life of higher purpose, the reason we are all here now. She feels your footsteps. She knows your state of being, whether you are in conflict or at peace, and she sends her loving and nurturing energies to sustain you always. Some of you are not aware that our beloved Terra is a high master, who has dedicated herself to this Earth project along with you. She was joined at the joint endeavor we call a soul project by my twin, whom you now know as Catherine, and our beloved Sanat Kumara. An assignment as challenging and difficult as the one they have carried required a concerted effort of great souls in harmony in order to withstand the pain and suffering without losing sight of the great goal we have envisioned. Now they celebrate together, the closest and dearest of friends, as they join their hearts with yours, and we ascend together. Your brothers and sisters of Agartha, sheltered within Terra's inner earth, are readying for the great ceremony of reuniting with all of you on the surface. You have long been separated, but your destinies were interwoven always. You are humans of family lineage, and you will delight in the familiarities you will see in each other, although your paths have been so separate for thousands of years. They have kept the home fires burning for you, beloved ones. As you went about your work of plunging deeper into darkness and finally rescuing yourselves from the depths. What a family reunion it will be. Those are not the biggest changes we can expect. The rise in energy, which means an elevation in the vibration all across the globe, will lift the spirits of humans, animals, the entire elemental kingdom, and even the plant world. The greatest shift will occur immediately when peace truly does come to earth. Peace reigns at last on earth. To give you a picture of how different it will be, I'll give you examples from your daily concerns. For instance, extensive gun laws will not be needed, nor will the arguments continue about the right to own one, since all guns will cease to function, just as all nuclear weapons have already been relegated to the trash heap. There will be no need for activism of the kind you have used to try to stop their proliferation. No one will have to stand before a tank because there will be no tanks. No peace marches will be needed, because wars will have completely ceased. This is not a distant dream. Your galactic friends are prepared to help neutralize all such abominable weapons. No nuclear toxic waste pollution will be allowed to remain. No neighborhood anywhere will be subjected to terrorist bullets and bombs exploding in their streets, or the horrors of buried landmines that linger to menace survivors. Imagine the relief and the prosperity that is possible from eliminating all wars. No more devastated infrastructure, no more bombed-out neighborhoods, no more bombings where thousands or hundreds of thousands die in a single week. Imagine the wealth that has been directed into producing weapons and paying armies in every country in the world, all released to be used for creating better schools, housing, clean food, and real medical care. It is true, beloveds. We only need to envision it together and hold those images in our minds. Very soon, there will be no media harangue from charities that spend most of their money on advertising. All wildlife, all animals, all children, and the elderly will be well cared for. Hunger will be a thing of the past, and poverty will not exist, because abundance means plenty to eat, safe and comfortable shelter, and no need to fear having anything taken from you. Lawlessness will fade into distant memory when all basic needs are met and every soul has the opportunity to thrive and create far beyond mere survival. This is not a pipe dream, dear ones. We know it is possible because there are many such planets across the higher dimensional multiverse, planets where peace reigns and individuals and groups live in harmony. But your Earth is so unique, so complex, and so beautiful that it will emerge as something never before seen in the cosmos. With the help and teachings of your galactic mentors, you will learn to appreciate and use your great human gifts, your immense creativity and life force, and you will come into harmony at last with your environment. You will discover your true history and your deep connections with the richly populated earth where all the kingdoms are so lavishly represented, and life will begin anew. It has been impossible for most of you to believe that such a harmonious culture could exist without mind control or massive drugging or tyrannical constraints. You believe the Anunnaki propaganda, that humankind is innately selfish, violent, and unruly. It is not true. Humans were created by Mother and Father God to be deeply loving, peaceful, playful, creative, and imaginative beings. Adventurous, yes. Evil, not at all. You see, once the element of what we refer to as evil is eliminated, you can all find the truth within you, that you truly were created in the image of Mother and Father, and you are not inevitably plagued with inner conflicts or destructive impulses. Initially, healing will be the primary focus, to allow all earth beings to recover from the painful residue of anger, resentment, and rage you have come to identify as part of yourselves. It is not innate in you, dearest brothers and sisters. It is only the residue of injury, hurt, and pain you endured, whether inflicted or received, and you can leave it all behind. You are the leaders. These months of being close, speaking with you constantly about the truth of our mission, has prepared many of you to lead the way. You will be the ones to move unflinchingly into the new prosperity without suspicion or even a backward glance, because you are now prepared to lead. You have learned a new definition of faith, that it is not simply believing blindly in something you've been taught. It is believing in something you know you have co-created with God. We will be reaping the rewards together of what we have built brick by brick. Our patience and determination has paid off, my dear friends. We have built the rainbow bridge between us, you there on the surface, and us here in higher dimensions. We are not different. We are just in different experiences at the moment. But we have often been in your place, as you have been in ours. We, too, have been boots on the ground, while you cheered us on from higher dimensions. We grow closer by the moment, and I, Sananda, could not be more delighted for it. We embarked on this great mission eons ago. We always knew there would be a resolution to the challenges we faced. Is it so surprising that it should be now? We are not surprised with the progress you've made, bringing it all to fruition. But we are constantly in awe of the grace and resourcefulness you have shown in the process. We love you always. We admire you and delight in the celebrations and renewal of old friendships we will experience together. As our great central sun, the light of our Mother and Father God, rises to bless our new life here on our beloved planet Earth. Namaste, beloved ones. I am your Sananda.
Thank you, Sananda. Thank you, Catherine.
And I am your Catherine.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Well, that seemed to be a very special message to me as I was writing it with Sananda. So I'm glad that everyone got to hear it. It's different from reading it.
Yes, it is.
So, there we are. Did you have time to read the message? Go ahead, Meg.
Yes, did. And it was a special message. This one was, it was more imagery than I have ever received from a message before.
Mm.
I was able to, they carried us over our own lives, letting us just touch and let us know that we are being seen more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
These messages make us feel understood, that we haven't been alone, the details of what they're saying that we've experienced is such healing. And then after they connect us with we are understood, they bring us up and show us this vision. And the imagery is the strongest I've ever seen. Like we're flying over and living it, and the colors are more dramatic, the sensations of peace just flood through every cell, and the smiling of the connections between people are so strong that I feel that everything else is melted away, like Saint Germain has always promised. Yes, there'll be money. Yes, that's needed. Yes, it's a step. But now we're able to feel so much farther and past that to the real healing and the connections between all the levels. The Agarthan, our Agarthan cousins, each other from all around the planet, all the levels of the kingdoms, and then the company of heaven, of course, with Mother and Father. That feels so complete now. We can feel it in our heart, what that will feel like. I've never felt it at that level until this letter. It brought it all together in a way that was new.
Did you feel it differently? Hearing it?
Yes. The vision, the imagery comes through when we listen.
Yeah.
Thank you for reading that.
Well, it was...
Let go. Yeah.
Great. It was delightful. Yes.
Oh.
I was so immersed in the imagery as I was reading it. I love the way you described it. It's like we're flying over and seeing it all for the first time. Well,
and it's different because there's sensations this time. There's not just hearing the words, that we are now at such a level expansion where the feelings are, we're able to hold that high level of vibration, of feeling of what that will feel like, which, of course, brings it to fruition so much faster. So I know everybody's feeling that on the call, just the heart expansion of that. So thank you.
Well, just when I think, what are they going to do today? After last week and the last two messages, the last two radio shows were so wonderful. But each time they do something completely different, and it's always a fabulous surprise. So, yeah. Well, I was playing Coming Out of the Dark by Gloria Estefan when we started the show. So I think that's a great one to end with. And we will be here next Wednesday, same time, if not before. Also,
thank you, everyone, for coming in. Go ahead.
Thank you, everyone. And thank you, Meg, for coming and doing that show last Saturday at a moment's notice. That was really helpful, too.
Of course. We all enjoy it so much. I get so many messages from people saying they really were thrilled for the offbeat day and enjoyed it.
I know it's a little easier for people on Saturdays.
Yeah,
so.
It is. Yeah. Sometimes it is easier for the working crew.
All right, well, thank you all for coming. I hope this these messages that we got tonight will just flourish within every heart as they were intended to. So, good night, good afternoon, good morning to everyone who's listening.
Yes.
See you next
Good night, Christine. Good night, Catherine. See you Wednesday. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Why be afraid if I'm not alone? Life is never easy. Rest is unknown. Up to now, for me, it's been hands against all. Each and every moment, certain what to believe. Coming out of the dark, I finally see the light now, and it's shining on me. Coming out.